Passage 7.
I feel helpless now in the face of all these school shootings, and I want to cry out, too. And say what? Maybe that when keepers want to train bald eagles born in captivity to fly, so that they can be released into the wild, they put television sets in their cages. The baby eagles love to watch TV, and they see themselves flying and soaring, just as the images on the screen are flying and soaring. And they learn to fly. If we can use TV so creatively in the endangered species programs, why can't we use television to encourage our children toward life? Children are endangered, too. What kind of images do we put up for our young ones to imitate? In 1914, George Bernard Shaw said, "The cinema tells its story to the illiterate as well as the literate, and it keeps its victim, if you like to call him so, not only awake, but indulged as if by a serpent's eye. And that is why the cinema is going to produce effects that all the books in the world could never produce." Harvard professor Robert Coles has studied children closely and has written with understanding and vision about his findings. We may be surprised at his words. Children, if we can listen to them, will tell us of a life richer in moral values than most grown-ups can comprehend. If faced by the prospect of total annihilation, young people will try in some way to make sense of the mystery and madness of their lives. So then, what are we doing with our powerful image makers in the media? How do we reconcile Robert Cole's conclusions with the messages we are getting from some, not all, of our young people today? Where and how and why are we failing them? Failing them so much that they take such desperate means in their hands in order not to be just a cipher. I think one thing is certain. We do not listen to them enough, or soon enough. I feel helpless now in the face of all these school shootings, and I want to cry out, too. And say what? Maybe that when keepers want to train bald eagles born in captivity to fly, so that they can be released into the wild, they put television sets in their cages. The baby eagles love to watch TV, and they see themselves flying and soaring, just as the images on the screen are flying and soaring. And they learn to fly. If we can use TV so creatively in the endangered species programs, why can't we use television to encourage our children toward life? Children are endangered, too. What kind of images do we put up for our young ones to imitate? In 1914, George Bernard Shaw said, "The cinema tells its story to the illiterate as well as the literate, and it keeps its victim, if you like to call him so, not only awake, but indulged as if by a serpent's eye. And that is why the cinema is going to produce effects that all the books in the world could never produce." Harvard professor Robert Coles has studied children closely and has written with understanding and vision about his findings. We may be surprised at his words. Children, if we can listen to them, will tell us of a life richer in moral values than most grown-ups can comprehend. If faced by the prospect of total annihilation, young people will try in some way to make sense of the mystery and madness of their lives. So then, what are we doing with our powerful image makers in the media? How do we reconcile Robert Cole's conclusions with the messages we are getting from some, not all, of our young people today? Where and how and why are we failing them? Failing them so much that they take such desperate means in their hands in order not to be just a cipher. I think one thing is certain. We do not listen to them enough, or soon enough.
31.
In what way can TV help solve the problem of school shooting, according to the author?
32.
What does the author imply by quoting George Bernard Shaw?
33.
What may be responsible for juvenile delinquency, according to Professor Robert?
34.
What is the solution to the problem of school shooting proposed by the author?
35.
What is the passage mainly about?